Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The unresolved murder of a Minocqua woman from 1982 has led to the arrest Monday of her husband. The Oneida County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of 69-year-old Robin Mendez for the death of his wife, Barbara. Barbara Mendez was murdered on April 28, 1982, at the Park City Credit Union building that had previously been located at Highway 51 and County Highway J in Minocqua. Authorities report new information led to the arrest. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office, investigative team, and Minocqua Police spent the past several months going over all the information and putting it together into a comprehensive report for District Attorney Michael Sheik. They re-interviewed every witness they could locate. That re-examination led to the arrest. Sheriff Grady Hartman said they met with Mendez's daughters about the case. District Attorney Michael Sheik said the evidence supports the arrest of Robin Mendez. In court Tuesday afternoon, Judge Patrick O'Melia set bond at $250,000 with the condition that Mendez have no contact with the family. O'Melia also recused himself from the case, and a new judge will be assigned. The Department of Transportation has decided to install a roundabout at the busy U.S. 8 State 47 intersection on Rhinelander's west side. In December, the DOT held a public meeting at Rhinelander City Hall to get input. The roundabout was presented as a less expensive alternative to keeping the traditional arrangement of the intersection with upgrades. Project manager Dan Irva outlines what they feel are reasons for the roundabout.
The roundabout improves the safety of the intersection by reducing the conflict points and crash severity. It slows traffic approaching the intersection location. It was the lowest cost alternative. It improves the mobility and efficiency of the intersection and reduces delays, doesn't require any changes to the existing driveways and median openings, and it also reduces maintenance costs associated with the traffic signals.
Officials say the roundabouts reduce traffic speed and has shown to lower the number of serious crashes. Irva describes what this proposed roundabout would look like.
This will be a single-lane roundabout, so it'll be one lane traveling through the circle, along with accommodations to accommodate truck traffic.
Construction is planned for 2019. Irva says they're still working on how traffic will be rerouted during construction and will likely have another public meeting to get input on that aspect. 39 crashes and a fatality have occurred at the intersection. DOT officials say the pavement is in poor shape and work needs to be done. An upgraded signaled intersection like now would be about $1 million more than a roundabout. 13th annual Labatt Blue USA Hockey Pond Hockey National Championships take place this weekend on Dollar Lake near Eagle River. USA Hockey is the parent organization for many hockey organizations across the nation. If you don't know what pond hockey is, manager of adult hockey programs for USA Hockey, Katie Holmgren, tells us.
From a USA Hockey standpoint, the biggest event, adult-specific event that we put on throughout the year, we build 24 rinks on Dollar Lake. And we've got just about 300 teams from all over the country coming to play. Teams of seven people, it's a four-on-four tournament. They play half-hour games, and then lots of extra festivities going on around the tournament.
Holmgren says spectators are welcome, but just like when you played as a kid on ice, there's not much protection.
You can walk right up to the rinks, so beware of flying pucks, but spectators welcome. I know there's always lots of families out there and friends watching people. You can walk right up and down in between the rinks while everything's going on.
Holmgren says she started playing hockey on a pond, but she says there are also teams coming from California and Texas who come to participate. The first puck drops at 8:15 Friday morning and runs all day Friday and Saturday and also into Sunday. The Labatt Blue USA Hockey Pond Hockey National Championships began in 2006 with 40 teams on six rinks and has evolved into more than 300 teams and more than 2,300 players across 19 divisions. With all the players and families and friends coming to watch, the event has evolved into a major economic boost for the Eagle River area. Taking a look at the weather forecast for tonight, look for a slight chance of snow, about a 20% chance of snow late, cloudy with a low around 6 below. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 14. For Thursday, sunny, high 13. Friday, sunny, high near 11 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.